I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 21st, 2026. The Kentucky Supreme Court has denied a former Letcher County sheriff's effort to disqualify the judge in his murder trial. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
Sean Mickey Steins sought to have Judge Christopher Colron removed from his upcoming trial in the murder of District Judge Kevin Mullins. In a ruling Saturday, Deputy Chief Justice Robert Conley said there was no reason to doubt Colron's impartiality. Steins, a former sheriff, is charged with shooting Mullins to death in his chambers in the Letcher County Courthouse in September 2024. Defense attorneys argue that Colron could not be impartial because of his relationship with Mullins. Colron has said his contact with Mullins was merely peripheral. Prosecutors have sought a venue change for the trial. Colron has yet to rule on that matter. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Crews in southern Kentucky are working to contain a wildfire that has spread across 1,100 acres of the Daniel Boone National Forest. Forest officials say firefighters have contained around 72% of the fire as of this weekend. It started early last week, with high winds causing the fire to spread across McCreary County. Crews have been burning out nearby brush and grass to keep the fire from spreading further. Some tourist areas have been reopened, but other nearby trails are still closed to the public. Daniel Boone National Forest Public Affairs Officer Mary O'Malley says crews are expected to stay in the area until rain comes in.
Our folks will stay on the ground and they'll continue to mop up. And mopping up happens all the way through any type of incident response.
The USDA's Forest Service is restricting open burns and campfires in the meantime. That includes building or maintaining any open fires, campfires, or stove fires outside of designated areas. Three Democrats running to flip Mitch McConnell's opening Senate seat in the U.S. Senate spoke at last night's debate hosted by KET. Shepard Snyder has more.
Candidates Amy McGrath, Charles Booker, and Dale Romans focused on topics like the Iran war and cost of living. All three characterized President Donald Trump as unfit to lead the country. Booker and McGrath previously ran against each other for McConnell's seat in 2020, with McGrath winning the primary before eventually losing out in the general election. Romans, a first-time candidate, characterized himself as an outsider pragmatist who would be willing to work across the aisle.
It doesn't matter if they're still MAGA, but they want to come with a good idea, we're going to sit down and talk about it. And I'm not just going to slam the door in the face of anybody, because anybody could come up with a good idea or a good program that would help the country.
The group mostly disagreed on health care policy. Booker voiced his support for Medicare for All, while McGrath and Romans argued for healthcare industry reforms instead. Booker argued expanding Medicare has wide appeal.
We need leaders that will not simply tell the people of Kentucky what's not possible, but will actually fight for the change that they're demanding. The majority of Kentuckians understand that healthcare is a human right, which is why they support policies just like Medicare for All.
Republican candidate and former Attorney General Daniel Cameron also attended last night's event and answered questions for around a half hour. Prominent Republican candidates Andy Barr and Nate Morris opted not to attend. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Kentucky's Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman, a Democrat, announced yesterday that she would run for governor next year. Since Beshear is term limited, the race to become Kentucky's next governor is sure to be a heated one. Coleman says that she would prioritize education, economic development, and child welfare as governor and decried the, quote, toxic negativity coming out of Washington.
Folks, if you are looking for somebody to talk less about politicians and more about you, for someone who listens more than they talk, here she is.
Coleman is the first major candidate to announce her intentions to run in the 2027 race. There has already been $48 million of spending in Kentucky's GOP primary for U.S. Senate. That's according to new federal campaign filings. Nearly all of the spending has come from the campaigns and aligned super PACs of Republican businessman Nate Morris and Congressman Andy Barr. Pro-Morris PACs have been bankrolled by a few billionaires, including a $10 million contribution from Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The largest funder of the pro-Barr PACs have been dark money groups that do not have to disclose their donors. Despite being heavily outspent by his opponents, polls show that former Attorney General Daniel Cameron is still in a close second behind Barr in the May 19th primary. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhardt.